Grow Great, the podcast, episode 4024. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here at Grow Great, the podcast. Find the show notes and much more valuable information than just show notes over at the website, growgreat.com. Today, customer base, the foundation of any business. I'm too old to remember my first repeat customer, but I am not so old that I can't remember how powerful it was to have customers who would come back and buy from me again and again and again. And like most people with a sales background, I was basically lazy. I think we probably all are. Repeat business fueled my inner passion to not work any harder than necessary. And the effort exerted to persuade somebody to buy from me once, well, it was at least twice, maybe three times harder than it is to repeat that process. Enter the power of building a solid customer base. How can more business owners fail to understand the power of that? It's a question that I have asked myself for decades. And I think it's easy. I think it's really easy to answer the question, frankly, how can more business owners, how do they just not get that? Because we need sales today. That's the short answer. You know, that whole, what have you done for me lately? What have you done for me today? Kind of a mindset. That has set up harder than concrete foundation that serves to illustrate today's episode. If you go to the show notes, growgreat.com, just type in the number 4024 or search for that. There's a search box over on the right-hand side of the website. And you will see there what anybody who pays any attention to new construction sees, a foundation. A foundation has been poured. It appears to be setting up quite nicely. In fact, it appears to have been set up because the forms, they have been busted away from the thing. And there it is. You know, it's ready. It's ready for a building to be built on it. Too often we concentrate on making the cash register ring today. Yeah, I know we don't have cash registers. Just go with me. It's a metaphor. Okay. It's a metaphor for getting customers, getting new customers. It's a metaphor for making a sale. I was still a teenager when I learned that businesses can chase all sorts of things, but chasing cash, it's the worst of all. The minute I got into management, at a very early age, I realized it sucks to chase cash. We can chase customers, inventory, employees. In fact, as business owners, we have to chase a lot of things simultaneously. And we have to succeed in catching those things if we're going to make it. But boy, nothing is worse than chasing cash. Because cash, it fuels a desperation that every business person has experienced at some point in their life. I know some people who experience it quite often in their life. I couldn't live like that, but there are people who do. Short-term thinking sparks us to concentrate on getting customers today. And sometimes it compels us to be too transaction-oriented. And as a result, we lose sight of the value that we need to provide to our prospective buyers. And so, as we focus on making the register ring today, it's very easy to neglect to pay close enough attention to those clients who are running from us out the back door. We just aren't paying attention. We don't see them running away because we are intently focused on this front door. Right? We just care about getting new bodies in, new customers in to make that cash flow, make all of our cash flow dreams come true. Problem, it's a never-ending story. My kids used to love that movie. Have you ever seen that movie, Never-Ending Story? Well, this is a never-ending story. And it's worse than drug addiction because business owners grow addicted to new customers. You can ask, I have, 10 business owners about their existing customer list. And the question that I will often ask is, when did you last reach out to them? And quite often the response is, oh, I don't know. It's been a little while. In translation, they can't remember. They don't remember the last time they reached out to their existing customers. And if you probe a little bit more and you ask them to provide you a printout of their best customers, you'll quickly see how little focus they put on people who have purchased from them in the past. I know because I do this with great regularity, and the responses are almost always the same. Well, I'm sure I could get that for you. I'm sure I could produce that list for you. It's a very common refrain that I hear. And these same owners, they can much more easily tell me what yesterday's sales were or even what today's sales are so far. All eyes on the front door. Pour a slab, a foundation. Okay, what's next? Well, frame it up, finish it out. And at some point, we've got windows and doors. Doors give us entry into the building. Well, doors also give us an exit. And yet we can more easily focus on getting new customers, the entry, and we don't focus very much at all on serving existing customers better. So we can prevent customers from leaving, going out the back door where nobody's paying attention. Have you ever watched an episode of Gold Rush? It's on Discovery Channel. It's that show about those gold miners up in the up in Alaska. The Klondike, that's the word I was looking for. Klondike, I think of an ice cream bar when I think of Klondike. One of the worst things that can happen, evidently, I'm not a gold miner, have no desire to be a gold miner. I mean, I don't get it, but thankfully I don't have gold fever. The worst thing that evidently can happen in gold mining, one of the worst things, is for that sluice box. That's just that contraption that is designed to catch the gold. It's that conveyor belt kind of a thing, and there's some ridges and wrinkles and things that separate the dirt and the water, and the gold drops to the bottom. Now, you want a sluice box that doesn't obviously have holes in it that will allow the gold to escape. Well, if that sluice box malfunctions and it lets gold pass through, if it doesn't catch the gold and the gold is just washed away, it's money going down the drain. It's money going out the wash. And as hard as these guys work to dig up dirt, hopefully pay dirt, which means dirt that's got gold in it, and dump that in the front end, well, if the gold is just as quickly going out the back end, all that front end work is pretty worthless. That's exactly what happens when we don't pay attention to existing customers. Focus on loading more payload into the front end of the process, like gold miners who want to make sure they got enough dirt to wash. And you may soon discover that there's no gold coming out the other end. There's no customers, no customer base. A critical component of building a great business, I think, is developing systems that will effectively bring in new customers while simultaneously continuing to dazzle the existing customers. It's that last part that just completely baffles people. Great businesses know how to do both of those at the same time. So why don't more businesses focus on both of these? Why do they take their eye off the customer as soon as payment is received or as soon as services or goods are rendered? Well, because they fail to see the true benefit of customers who have already said yes. Because they don't know the true lifetime value of a customer. Because they've developed a system for attracting and getting new customers, but they're not developing one to hang on to existing customers. Because they think new customers are more valuable than existing customers. Now, there are likely many, many other reasons. I just gave you a handful. None of the reasons that any of us would come up with, though, make any sense because they all erode the customer base. It's a common plight of businesses that are too focused on transactions, not customers. Listen, it's the siren call of make the cash register ring. We get lured by the quest for new money, new customers. Meanwhile, the old money is walking or running out the back door, and they're taking their business to a competitor. So what's the value? What's the value of existing customers? Well, A, they already said yes to us. That's right. They've already said yes to us. You forgot that. All that hard work that you put into attracting potential customers and all the effort spent showing prospects why you are the ideal solution, that's already been done with existing customers. They already experienced it. They already found out that you were worth the investment. You don't have to go back to square one and try to attract them. It's ground that you've already plowed, planted, fertilized, and watered. You've likely neglected it, so you're going to have to put some effort in to get that soil back into good shape, but that's doable. Tend your garden. What's the value of existing customers? B, they have feedback that will help us grow and help us improve. Because existing customers have been through the process with us, they have a unique perspective. We can tap these people for insights into ways that we can do better. When you refuse to have a meaningful conversation with an existing customer, it's a lost and wasted resource that might make all the difference in the world in you experiencing growth or failing to grow, all because you simply did not ask the question that could have helped you. Find out from your existing customers what the experience felt like. Ask them why they bought from you. Why'd you buy from us in the first place? Ask them what went well and ask them what did not go well. Now, too often, we're nervous about conversations with existing clients because, well, we're fearful that they'll aim this double-barrel shotgun at us and they'll blast away with complaints and issues. It's that age-old moniker, let a sleeping dog lie. Let's don't kick the dog. Just let that dog sleep. Listen, don't fear that. Embrace that. In fact, I would go so far as to tell you, be hopeful that you will get a few of those double-barrel shotgun blasts, because it'll mean that you've got a problem that you can fix. And that leads to C, what's the value of existing customers? The dissatisfied and unhappy existing clients, they can become our most loyal advocates. An existing customer with a problem is one of the biggest opportunities that you've got. You need to see it for what it is. Don't shy away from it. Lean into it. I mean, this very well may be the first that you're hearing about a problem. In fact, it likely is going to be the first time that you're hearing about a problem, because you're not in the habit of checking on these people. And if it is the first time and you do need some time to gather the facts, that's perfectly okay. Gather the facts, ask for permission to look into this and see what you can do to fix it, and then agree on a time when you are going to get back with the customer. And this is hugely important. Keep your word at every step. You're trying to fix a problem, and you're trying to create the most loyal advocates that you'll ever have for your business. That's because this client who has the problem, they will see firsthand how you respond to problems. Most customers don't see this. We can brag all day about how great we are with our customer service, and it may be, but you and I both know, guess what? Customers just come to expect it. You pull through the drive-thru at McDonald's and they get your order right. Well, no big deal. That's exactly what you expect. But what when they get it wrong? What happens when they get it wrong? How do they recover? The customers who see us recover, they have an experience that the rest of the crowd does not. And it is a powerful, powerful experience. So don't neglect to use it fully. A customer who is unhappy and they're willing to tell you about it, man, they can be turned into an advocate if you will handle it well. So let's talk about that here for a second. You know, for starters, do not get defensive. Acknowledge their pain. Acknowledge their disappointment. Next, apologize. That's right. I said apologize. Be genuinely apologetic about their experience. Don't humor them. Don't scold them. Don't blame them. Accept full responsibility. Then assure them that you're going to fix it. Now, here's a warning. Do not assure them that you're going to fix it if you really don't intend to fix it. And do not assure them that you will fix it if you do not have the ability to fix it. I think too often this is where I see businesses get it wrong. They do pretty well up to this point, and then they implode by making a bad situation worse. They promise to fix it, and then they fail. Listen, better to not promise than to promise and not deliver. So be very careful at this phase of the game. Then ask the client what you need to do to make them happy. Now, failing to do this is just, it's equal to being offended by somebody, only to have that person who offended me. Now they're going to tell me, Randy, let me tell you, I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm going to do to remedy my offense to you. No, you're not. You're not about to tell me what you're going to do to fix this. I'm the one that was offended here. The terms of reconciliation, those are squarely on my shoulders, not yours. But when it comes to customers, we want to decide what we're going to do to make them happy, all without ever asking them, hey, Mr. Customer, what would it take for me to make you thrilled? So I have a one-word solution for this. Ask. Now, if you can remedy this problem on the spot, do it. Don't delay. Business owners and other top leaders, they have the power to hit that happiness button for the customer immediately. Do it. Think as these people are telling you what they would like. Think about how you're going to execute it. Think about how much it'll cost. And I don't mean the full profit cost. I mean in real hard raw cost to you. And make a decision. Yeah. I've been involved in too many conversations where somebody, they wanted to think about cost in terms of the profit margin added to. No, that's not your cost. You can't put it in those kind of terms and think, well, okay, I normally make 40% and, you know, so I add the 40%. No, take the 40%. That's your raw cost. What's this really going to cost you? What's your net cost on this thing going to be? I'm not a fan of negotiating this with a customer, except in extreme circumstances where sometimes, and I will tell you, it's been rare in my experience, where you encounter an existing customer who is just completely unreasonable. I will go so far as to tell you that in over 40 years of running businesses, I can count on one hand the number of times that this has happened to me. It's really rare because most people are very reasonable. And more often than not, I will encounter a customer who had a problem and they will tell me, well, here's what would make me happy. And they'll tell me what would make them happy. And you know what? I would say easily 8 out of 10 times, I'm willing to do more. I went into the phone call willing to do more. And that leads to this point. Go above and beyond if you can. So after the client tells you what you can do to recover, think seriously and quickly about dazzling them. This is analogous to what Bible students often call second mile religion. Maybe you've heard that. It's taken from Matthew chapter 5, verse 41, which says, "And whosoever shall compel thee to go 1 mile, go with him too." That's where we get that phrase, going the extra mile. I know maybe you don't read the Bible, but that's where it comes from. You go the extra mile. I'm telling you, do that with your existing customers, especially the ones who are disappointed. Go the extra mile. If you are able to exceed their request, let's suppose that a client tells you, well, here's what it would take to make me happy. And you're thinking to yourself, man, that's great. I was willing to do better than that. It's not going to cost me near as much. I'm telling you, go ahead and do it. Make that investment. Don't overthink it. Don't overcalculate it. Remember, this person is going to tell everybody they know. And in this day of social media, that might mean way more people than you think. You can't view this in isolation. You can't view this as this one customer is going to cost me X number of dollars to recover. I can't do that with everybody. This isn't everybody. Right? This is a single client here, but you can't view it like it's just a single client. You can't view it like I'm putting all this money to recover this one person. You got to think about the number of people that are impacted by the influence of this one person. You've got to think about your reputation. You've got to think about your company. You've got to think about what your company represents. Handle it with great, great care. Why do people not value existing customers? All kinds of idiotic reasons. But what's the value of the existing customer? Well, let me give you a fourth and final one. Existing customers want to buy more. That's right. Now, most people put this up front. They list this right at the beginning. I put it last here in my list of four, and there are many more, because it's important, but it fosters too much self-serving behavior. I want to encourage you to focus on how you're robbing existing customers of more service, more products, and whatever it is you do. By neglecting them, you're not serving them very well. Worse yet, you may be forcing them to search elsewhere to remedy a problem that you could more easily fix for them. Come on, you're an existing known supplier. That gives you a cost advantage, even if your prices are slightly higher, because there's a time cost advantage. Your customer doesn't have to know you. Your customer doesn't have to earn or get trust earned from you. They don't have to go through the vetting process, that trust building process. They don't have to figure you out. They don't have to hear all the pitches that you've got. They've heard all that, and they've said yes to all that once before, maybe multiple times before. That's worth money to them. You owe it to them to be there when they need you without forcing them to chase you down. It's your job to be on the forefront of knowing their needs as they happen in real time. You know, too many times we get discouraged when somebody doesn't buy from us, only for us to find out after the fact that they had a need. Shame on us. We should have known they had the need to begin with. And that means that you have to drive the bus in this relationship. Take charge. Be of service. That's your job. Solid business growth hinges on a solid foundation. The bigger the building, the stronger the foundation required. Same's true with our business. Now, you can go pitch a tent anywhere. Doesn't matter. Find a spot. But it's not a sustainable structure. We've got way too many businesses that are being run by tent makers, tent builders. You know, anybody can make one sale, or maybe 100. Can you keep making sales? Can you make people happy? Can you consistently, over time, make people happy? Sustainable is the minimum bar that you've got to jump over. Well, you've been doing that. That means that you continue to find new customers that are willing to let you serve them. Well, that's excellent. That's great. But that's not providing a solid customer base or a foundation. Strengthen your foundation for quantum leap growth by making sure that you're dazzling customers over and over and over again. Start judging yourself more strictly on how many people agree to do business with you a second, a third, a fourth time. That's what you need to do. Close that back door. Stop letting customers leave you to find a solution somewhere else. That's how you're going to grow your business. I know it's not complex. It's not sophisticated. It's not filled with Harvard MBA buzzwords that prove how smart we can be. Well, that's because business building isn't effective with all that stuff. The guy who pours the slab, he has to get a few fundamental things just right. It's not complex. It's not sophisticated. It's not filled with buzzwords. It's doing the right thing the right way at the right time. Period. Now go to work. I mean, that's what we got to do. We got to go to work. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. I appreciate you listening, clicking play. You just gave me about 25 minutes of your life. That's important. I do not take it lightly. I appreciate it very, very much. I hope you'll subscribe. I hope you'll tell others about the podcast. In the meanwhile, go out, grow your customer base, get it right, do it right, and grow your business. Greetings from inside the Yellow Studio.